Locker room chats continue here on KNZA 103.9. We're coming up on week 5 of high school football. Friday nights, a lot of good matchups in the area. Now we're going to talk a little bit of Cobras football with Jackson Heights head coach, that is Caleb Wick. And it is brought to you by Farm Bureau Warham, Ron Kirk's Body Shop, Nettawakut Fitness Center. Coach, a loss to Riverside last week. We'll dive into it momentarily, but just your quick thoughts on where your team is at through the halfway point. 4 weeks in, 4 weeks left in the regular season. How would you kind of grade and assess the team to this point?
Oh, you know, I think we are where we thought we would be as a coaching staff. You know, we're awful young on the offensive line still with some sophomores, you know, playing a freshman quarterback and a sophomore quarterback. We knew we were going to take some lumps early. But, you know, we've gotten better each and every week, and it's always the goal to be playing your best football by the end of the year. And, you know, we wish we wouldn't have had that hiccup there being the first district game. But, you know, I like the trajectory of where we're going, and everything's heading in the right direction.
Lost to Riverside last week, 26-12. Cobras hit 3-1 at the halfway point. You know, what were just a few key takeaways from that game? You know, Riverside, just really a couple big plays on offense, kind of the difference, and your defense certainly gave you an opportunity. But just what are a few key takeaways from the loss to Riverside?
It was, can't probably find the right words to put it honestly, but it was an interesting football game. It was a different kind of football game, a football game that my kids or myself haven't been a part of before. I guess that's what we get for, I haven't been to Riverside for 12 years, I think, since I was an assistant coach here in my first year here at Jackson Heights. And I guess that's a good way to sum it up. It was just a different type of football game. I thought my kids handled themselves to the best of their abilities and to the best that they could. I don't think we executed the best, but, you know, in the end, it's all about execution and making plays, and they made more plays than us. And they're 1-0 in districts, and we're 0-1. So we just got to take that step forward and get better this week for a great Centralia team.
Yeah, Centralia, we'll talk about them here in the next segment. But real quick, as again, we're at the halfway points, when you kind of look at how the team's built right now, and you mentioned playing young at quarterback, but what's one thing you've really liked about the team so far through 4 weeks? What's one thing you're really trying to pinpoint and improve on?
You know, we just got to improve as a whole entire collective team. You know, I think we are, this is the most together a team we've had here in a very, very long time. And I know they're disappointed in the outcome of last week, but you know, it's just every phase of the football game. We need to get a better punt coverage. We need to get better on the offensive line. Our backs need to run harder and pick a hole and, you know, get north and south and not keep running east and west. And our quarterbacks need to, you know, do maybe a little bit better job with decision making on the runner, decision making pre-snap. But overall, I really like where we're at right now, and you know, our trajectory is still going in the right direction, so hopefully we can just get better this week and on to the next one.
A marquee 1A district matchup coming up on Friday as Jackson Heights will play host to Centralia. We'll talk about that matchup when we come back here on KNZA. Continuing our conversation with Jackson Heights head coach Caleb Wick, presented by Farm Bureau Warham, Ron Kirk's Body Shop, and Nettawakut Fitness Center. Monster district matchup coming up on Friday, Class 1A District 4. Centralia undefeated at 4-0, coming into town and taking on your Cobra squad. And you watch this team, you see what Centralia has done to this point. What really stands out about them?
I mean, it's just Centralia of old. I don't think it matters who coaches them. I know Roger's doing a great job there, you know, taking over for Larry. And you know, they're just fast. They're physical. They're very, very fundamental. What they run very, very well. And, you know, a lot of teams have trouble stopping it. And that's just been year in and year out. You know, they're always at the top of 1A. And, you know, they're always either district runner-up or district champion, it seems like, for the last, you know, 10, 15 years since I've been here. So, you know, it's a program that we really want to emulate. We really want to be like, you know, getting that consistency. That's that consistency buying into the, you know, team-first program and consistency of winning. And, it's going to be a great matchup here on Friday. And like I said, we're just, you know, working on ourselves still, you know, just getting better each and every practice and each and every game. So hopefully we can just continue that trend.
And your defense seems to be, again, kind of a key strength through the first 4 weeks. How difficult has it been this week prepping for this Centralia offense and exactly what they do?
Oh, you know, it's always hard, you know, just like when we were running the wishbone predominantly, you know, other teams had some trouble simulating that because you just don't see that a lot, and you just don't see this offense a lot. And, you know, the way they pull, you know, the way they get off the football and the way they fake in the backfield is really, really hard to emulate in practice. But, you know, our freshmen and sophomores and even some of our juniors have been doing an excellent job in practice. And, you know, we've got to keep repping it and repping it. And I think the more we rep it, the more we see it, the better we get at it. So we're just continue on repping it, continue on practicing.
few keys and the expectations for a big-time district game on Friday against Centralia. What do you want to see?
I mean, honestly, we just need to read our keys, do our jobs, fly to the football on the defensive side, and offense, we just have to execute. You know, we didn't do a very good job of executing there last Friday against Riverside, and, you know, there was some key moments in that game where adversity hit and we didn't handle it very well. So, you know, in every football game, there's momentum swings and adversity, and we really need to work on handling that adversity and don't create that snowball effect. And I think we'll get there, but overall it's just, you know, flowing to the football on defense, executing on offense, and executing on special teams. And if I feel like if we can do that to the best of our abilities and do everything as hard as we can, I think it'll be a great football game on Friday.
Marquee matchup. We'll have it for you. KMZA 92.1 FM. Monster District matchup. District 4, Class 1A. Caleb Witt, Cobras head coach, joining us here on our locker room chats. We appreciate it as always. Good luck on Friday night. We'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you very much.